This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right. What's up, everybody? It's Bo here. So we're doing something different this week. We're actually doing a mini panel to screen, if you will, from my initial thoughts from seeing Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. Now, Belle and I will be covering this in full spoilerific detail very soon. But for right now, this mini is completely spoiler free. Just initial reactions, initial kind of review. And then when me and Belle get together, we'll dive into the spoilers. We'll talk about it. And who knows? Maybe by that point, my feelings will change. This is just kind of that initial review. So a couple things, and I will just go ahead and say this. You can listen to this before seeing it, and I'm going to tell you, which I think something that I wish I had known going in. This is not spoilery at all, but that is that you do not have to watch Spider-Man No Way Home to watch this movie. Spider-Man No Way Home is surprisingly not required viewing for this movie. Now, WandaVision very much is, and to a lesser extent, so is What If. And probably even to a further lesser extent, so is Loki, because I mean, like, you know, everything multiverse we know was kind of established with Loki and that sort of thing, but they don't, you know, we're several degrees out. Okay, we're several degrees out. Point is that WandaVision, when I say it's required viewing, I mean, this movie makes no sense unless you've seen WandaVision. And honestly, there's an argument to be made that even with seeing WandaVision, they take some pretty big leaps in general that feel a little rushed. There's some things they do with the characters, one character in particular that I feel like is really, really kind of rushed. And I think it's weighted on us. There's a lot of weight that was put on WandaVision kind of communicating the story that happened with, you know, well, I'll just go ahead and say it, with Wanda, right? And I don't know that the Wanda that we meet right now is at the exact same place that she was at the end of WandaVision. Some things are implied with the end of WandaVision, and so it's not totally surprising, but yeah, without getting into spoilers, WandaVision viewing is a must, and perhaps, arguably, they relied too much on WandaVision telling the story of Wanda before this movie. In fact, I think this movie is really the first time that we're seeing the impact of the Disney Plus series on the mainline movies. I don't think any of the movies that we've seen thus far have relied so heavily on a Disney Plus series or a television series to tell the story. And that is very much the case here. It was weird, to be honest. Like, it was a little weird watching this movie. And now, we all saw WandaVision. Like, we all did. We were all in quarantine. We were all locked down. We had nothing else to do. We watched WandaVision. Plus, it was a great show. Loved it very much. But it's interesting. They even do, there's even an audio nod to that series, to the Disney Plus series. It's very interesting. Like, it's just completely different from anything that we've had before in terms of how they've interwoven other movies and other aspects of the Marvel Cinematic Universe into each other. There was something about this that felt a little different. Was it because it was a Disney Plus series and not a movie? Maybe. I don't know. I'm still not sure how I feel about all that. Also, this movie, something else I wish I had known going in that I probably kind of could figure out, there's a lot of marketing that's done around the Illuminati. And it's worth noting that the Illuminati are in this movie, but they are not the movie. Like, there is a section of the movie where the Illuminati show up, And then after that, the Illuminati are kind of not there for the rest of the movie. And so if you going to this movie really psyched about kind of like, you know, Doctor Strange teaming up with the Illuminati and, you know, them being a major part of the movie, it's not that. And it would be very fair for you to think that, not just because of the marketing campaign, but also because after we saw what happened with No Way Home, where, you know, the other Spider-Men show up, and it's not like they just showed up for a cameo. They were there for like half the movie, and like they were the cast. You know, it still kind of boggles the mind that in the promotion material, it's just Spider-Man and Doctor Strange, because it really should be the three Spider-Men. I think they're in the movie more than Doctor Strange. So anyway, it's not that situation here. This is a Doctor Strange film. There are several Doctor Stranges in this film, as there should be with the Multiverse of Madness. One of the reasons why I think it's kind of fun putting out some initial thoughts in a spoiler-free way is because I was very spoiler-free going into this movie. I had seen some things that, like, you know, little YouTube thumbnails and that sort of thing. I hope that you can see this movie without things being spoiled, because there are some great things and there are some things that happen and, you know, some aspects of the movie that definitely are going to be fun to speculate on what that could mean for the greater Marvel Cinematic Universe, for sure. I think my biggest critique, though, overall with this movie is that it is very plot-driven, not character-driven. I was actually walking out afterwards thinking, like, what exactly was Doctor Strange's arc? Like, what did he learn throughout this movie? How did he grow? How did he change? What is really all that different with him in terms of him as a character? Man, I mean, don't get me wrong. Some cool things happen. America Chavez, really, really awesome character to be introduced here, but she wasn't really introduced as a character. She was kind of introduced as a plot device, and we never really get a chance to get to know her. She has one flashback-esque scene that establishes her origin story, and then they kind of brush it off. It's fairly traumatic too. Like, it's like one of these things where it's like, oh wow, that's can we like maybe pause and like dig into what's going on with this child, because that's a lot going on right there that we just saw. But then they don't really do that. They just kind of brush it off and they kind of go along, and maybe she'll have her Disney Plus series or her movie franchise, and that's really where they wanted to dig into that. But regardless, we're just kind of introduced to her. We're introduced to her power set, and that's about it. She doesn't trust Strange, and she has to kind of figure out whether or not she wants to, and that's about it. So, cool character, cool power set, really interesting backstory, really interesting larger motivation for who we like may see, or how we may see her kind of interact with the rest of the universe down the line. But for this movie, she was just kind of here as a plot device, and that was kind of unfortunate to me, because I think she is a really cool character. The visuals are fantastic. Like, the multiverse is maddening in the best possible way. The way in which they kind of traverse from different universe to different universe is visually stunning. There's a lot of different concepts. You know, I think a lot of times when we think about the multiverse, we think about like, oh, it's just a little bit different. Like, you know, kind of you think about Into the Spider-Verse, it's like, oh, it's just like our universe, except a couple years ahead or a couple years behind, and, you know, different Coca-Cola branding and that sort of thing. And, you know, the NYPD is the PDNY or whatever it was, you know, little changes. Here, it's very clear. When you're in a different universe, it feels like a different universe. And I loved that. I thought that was really fun. And I hope we get more exploration of that concept, if not in Doctor Strange, although we may, certainly in Loki Season 2, I think would be kind of cool. Now, granted, Loki Season 2 has been playing around with time travel, but given the fact that the time travel has launched into the multiverse, I have a feeling that that's going to be much more prominent in Loki Season 2. The implications here are all over the place. I mean, like, there's a lot going on in this movie. There are a lot of deeper implications to the cinematic multiverse that is Marvel right now. And that's all well and good and fun. I was a little disappointed, honestly. I was a little disappointed. I think it's kind of a clear indication when so much of the marketing was really leaning on, like, hey, the Illuminati is coming. And then on top of that, when like the Illuminati is not really a large part of this movie, like that, again, that's the thing I wish that I would have known going into this. So in as spoiler free as possible, I feel like that's good to know going in. And then again, also that Spider-Man had nothing to do with it. I spent the last like several weeks, by the way, on a whole Spider-Man movie marathon, kind of in, you know, kind of getting ready for this movie, you know, building up so that I could finish with No Way Home. I mean, I watched like, you know, Tobey's Spider-Man and Andrew's Spider-Man. And then we got to No Way Home, which is a fantastic movie just all around. And maybe that's the thing. Maybe I'm just going right off of watching No Way Home and the masterpiece that I really feel like that movie was. And then watching this, which was just kind of okay. It was just kind of okay. A lot of cool aspects. The components are really, really awesome, but are far more interesting than the sum of its parts. So I I don't know what I rate this movie yet. I need to marinate on it, and I'm going to be looking forward to having the discussion with Belle, especially once we can get into the spoilers. You'll hear more about that coming up. But anyway, that's it from me. Let me know what you think. Did you enjoy this movie? Did it meet your expectations? You can use the hashtag #PanelToScreen on Twitter, and we'll take a look at it there. Hope you enjoy this little spoiler-free mini, and until next time, I'll be back in a flash.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.